today.
Jimmy Butler and the Bulls head north to Milwaukee to take on the Bucks.
Broadcast begins at 6:30.
The Chicago Bulls lay here.
WLS, AM 890.
Ritual is very important.
Are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole, that's dumb. That's cause you know it'll stick. You're full of it. Oh, yeah? Yeah, like double dog dare ya.
Baby, it's cold outside. 312-591-8799. 312-591-8799. That's the wrong number. There we go. 8900. 312-591-8900. All right, I want to hear from men this morning. Or maybe even a lady that makes their guy dress up the pet before it goes outside. 312-591-8900. I was letting the dog out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Booties, the Paws hoodie that we picked up from Paws the other day when John, Jen, I, and Brian Biggs with a Y stopped by to start our 12 Strays of Christmas, which we're going to talk about here in just a second. But, you know, as we heard in the last segment, yeah, I lost my dad over the past year. And then last Tuesday night, we lost our yellow lab. Best thing about having a yellow lab is when you let it go outside in the winter and it's 5 degrees or 5 below 0, the lab's fine.
Mm-hmm.
My little dog is a mix of a Chihuahua Terrier, and I have to put on little mittens on its feet to let it go outside because I'm abiding by that's my dog.
Yeah.
I'm abiding by the new laws in Chicago that say if you leave your dog out in the cold and something happens to your dog, well, that's a Class A misdemeanor.
Mm.
And you got to know that. Take care of your pets when it's this cold. Take care of each other, obviously, but take care of your pets.
And we can choose to stay inside. Obviously, we go to the bathroom indoors, but dogs have to go to the bathroom outdoors. And when I was driving to work this morning, I was thinking about this very thing you're talking about and thinking about our dear friend Jen here, who you've got to go outside all the time, Jen, to let your dog out.
Yeah, but you can also potty pad train them for the cold, cold days.
Whoa. What does that mean?
What is that?
Potty pad. You know how when you get a puppy, you can buy the puppy pads in case they have accidents in the house?
You let your dog pee in the house?
If you got a back corner or something, you put a potty pad down right there, soaks it all up, it doesn't stink, you wrap it up, you toss it in the garbage,
isn't
you're
that
done.
Confusing, though, for a dog? You're trying to teach
confusing
the dog
for
to
a
be...
dog, it's confusing for me.
Yeah, really?
Well, my dog is 13.
Super smart.
So, yeah, that too. She's super smart, like Donald Trump. She's 13, so she's been
so
around
the
block. So
your dog doesn't need daily intelligence briefings, is what you're telling us.
No,
Here's my thing. This is where Jen and I differ. Both animal lovers, don't get me wrong, but what I do is to kind of assimilate with the dog and know what it's going through,
mm-hmm.
I go out, and I go outside too.
And you go to the bathroom outside as
nice.
Well.
But here's my thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not well blessed enough to walk outside and have my junk hit the snow, like my dog,
like John Howell,
right?
Like Big John.
That's where they get the name. That's where they get the name Big.
Yeah, exactly, ladies and
gentlemen.
But it would
seem to me,
everybody,
we finally addressed it.
It would seem to me that if your stuff is hitting the snow, man, that you would go like that. But not my dog. It just sits out there, and I'm like. But I'm not doing a potty pad.
In all seriousness, no, we do go out for about 4 walks per day. And she does up to 2 miles per day. We have 3 different types of booties, depending on what the weather is like. We have jackets. We have sweaters. I have a onesie for her. And it's actually been pretty much the most fantastic investment ever for a short-haired dog.
523 at WLS. What what this leads us up to is something that we did last week. I feel very... very strong about the folks at Paws. Pets Are Worth Saving in Chicago, 1997, North Clybourne. It's they had their pet adoption last week. It's the 12 Strays of Christmas that are going on right now, and we've had some great dogs. We've had Hot Dog, we've had Snowball, we've had Kessif, I believe is how you pronounce it, and Jen. What's our 12 stray today?
Today we're going to talk about Poochie, and Poochie is a 1-year-old shepherd mix. Now, she has short hair also, so she might need booties and a jacket, but she is incredibly affectionate. She loves running and playing, so she'd be one to get exercise in this cold weather with you and keep you warm, but she loves afternoon naps too, so I can get behind that one. She doesn't find the great outdoors to be so great, so she'd be better suited in the city. So that's who we have today. We have Poochie.
What you want to do if you want to see Poochie is just go ahead, log on at WLS AM 890. We have a whole bunch of animals for you, cats, dogs, one tiger at Paws Chicago, 1997, North Clybourne. We go to talk to Gary in Culver, Indiana. Gary, you're an iron worker. God bless you. Got the Carhartts on this morning?
No, sir. I'm kind of done with that. I'm working an inside job now. I'm pushing 60. So now I teach welding at a college. But those little plastic houses we use out in the field, they're not insulated and heated. That's just as cold as anything else.
So do you dress up your dog?
I used to, yeah. I used to dress up the little dog. The big, long-haired shepherd loved it. It was the only time of the year she was comfortable. But the little dog, I'd have to put a little thing on her. So he was warm. I felt bad for him. Little terrier.
Yeah, and why did you, I mean, when you called in, they said you were an iron worker. Is that, I mean, am I to believe that iron workers are too tough to dress up their dogs?
Oh, yeah. Well, sure. I mean, if you have to dress them up, you have to dress them up. I mean, iron workers have feelings for little animals, orphans, the weak and defenseless, you know.
How bad was it? You know, we sit here and we talk about the cold. And, and this used to drive me crazy because, Gary, I used to be a local 265 sheet metal worker. And I remember one year I was working on the McCormick place, the old building. Walked around that building three times on my knees one winter, putting up counter flashing and flashings. And what used to bug me is when the guy on the radio would tell you how cold it was and to bundle up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's all in your head, I think. I mean, the cold, hot, never bothered me one way or the other. But the worst thing is when you got the one guy on the job who complains, gosh, it's cold, gosh, it's cold. Will you shut up?
We'll talk some school closings a little bit later on today. I don't remember when we ever canceled school because of the cold.